I'm Tommy Reese with MTD News, in charge of Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham and members of her cabinet will be in Roswell November the 2nd to give local residents the opportunity to speak firsthand with top officials within state government. The event is called the Cabinet in Your Community, and the event will provide a forum for people to ask questions of top officials and apply for state government services. The event will be November 2nd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at ENMU, Roswell. The Statewide Youth Drug Summit is in its second leg today in Roswell at New Mexico Military Institute. Students from 10 school districts in southeast New Mexico will be attending the event, which is focusing to bring awareness to the nationwide opiate crisis. Natalie Rivera, who is with the State Health Department, which is sponsoring the event, tells us more.
DEA 360 is here today to, it's a game called Fake or Real, so you can see, you know, which ones look real and which ones are fake, and which, you know, what are the name brands of these drugs that you're going to find on the street to be very cautious about. These events are going to be very informative, and I'm hoping that the youth walk away with just a toolbox full of knowledge that they can take out and go back home with, back to their schools, to be the warriors to help us in this epidemic and save a life.
Then at 6 tonight, parents are invited to the drug summit.
The evening event is wide open, so bring your family in and be part of the solution.
And that drug summit being held at New Mexico Military Institute. La Mesa, Texas police are looking for whoever is responsible for shooting and killing a La Mesa woman who was 7 months pregnant. The victim has been identified as 28-year-old Champagne Woods. Officials say that the unborn child did not survive the shooting. The Ward County Sheriff's Office in Monahans confirmed that the body of a man found in the county last Monday is of 28-year-old James Nathan Moore of Houston, who went missing October the 5th. Moore had moved to Monahans to work in the oil field. A co-worker told investigators that he went for a walk outside his bunk at Flare Energy Services and never returned. Officials have yet to report the official cause of death. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tommy Reese.